focused.
Clap.
Oh, I was like, where are they? They got scared for a second. This is Unfocused Podcast, episode 260. I'm AJ Twist.
And I'm T. Thanks for joining us again. And 260 is a Pokemon 260 Swampert. And you guessed it, the Mudfish Pokemon.
No
again.
Way.
Damn.
Oh, man, I didn't see that one coming.
3 for 3. I'm going to have some guesses about the next two evolutionary chains, but all right.
Is that the end of the starters on... No, we still got the chicken, huh?
Yeah, the chicken, Torchic.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't know we did Torchic.
Did we?
Maybe that's all of them. Anyway, we'll figure it out
someday.
All right. don't forget, we're on... You can follow us live on twitch.tv/...
Collision 28.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Also, YouTube.com. Like, comment, and subscribe. It's YouTube.com/... Unfocused Podcast.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly...
No, that's it.
That's
for
it, right?
Now.
Okay, yeah. With that, we'll be starting up with our Unfocused Weeks. Let you know what we've been doing.
I guess lastly would be now we're on Wednesday. Right now it's Wednesday at 7. We'll try to get a little bit earlier next Wednesday. But this is the new schedule for y'all who don't know. And let's move on to Unfocused Weeks.
All right. You want to kick us off?
All right, as I do normally. So Animal Crossing. I was just playing some right now on stream before the show, too. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. But even doper was that I customized my Switch. So last week I got a hold of some replacement covers for the Joy-Cons. And this is what it looks like now for those of you that are on stream. It's clear covers. So the Joy-Cons, you can see the insides of them, right? And then also it came with some cool colored buttons. So I got green, yellow, blue, and red, which is similar to the colors you would see like on the old school Super Nintendo controllers in Japan, because I think we just got stuck with purple ones.
Yeah, that's true. We did.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they're on both sides, both the ABX, what is it, AB, Y, and X, and also the up, down, left, right on the other side. They both have colors. So, yeah. And it was not that hard. What's cool about this, too, before I even did this, I actually, a month ago or two, I bought, a new tool set with a bunch of little bits in it, and one of them was specifically to open Nintendo stuff. So
what?
That's why I've been able to do this. And then it also came with the GameCube bit, which I haven't gotten to yet. Game Boy Advance Chibiwag said it's like, yeah, it kind of looks like that, too. Like the old school, did they ever have a clear one? I know they had a purple clear one, which is another option
for Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, old Game Boy Color actually.
Game Boy Color, yeah, they had a clear one with the colored buttons.
Yeah,
yeah, they had that.
Was it totally clear? Oh, the face was pocket.
Clear.
There's a Game Boy Pocket that was completely clear.
You're right, it's a pocket. I'm thinking about. Yeah, it's not a regular Game Boy, it's a pocket.
Yeah, the Game Boy Pocket had that, and then the Advance came out with the purple one, the clear purple. No, I think the Game Boy Color had that.
Color had a,
yeah,
a
color
it was
had clear,
clear
on
purple. The, in the front half, and the back half was like purple or something like that.
Really?
Right?
Because remember,
is that the Advance? Getting old, man.
Maybe, I don't know.
Getting old, man. But anyway.
But I remember because I had the clear purple one, the Game Boy Color, so I know I have that. Anyways, yeah, that's what I did, and I'm able to do that. It's not that bad. The cases were like $30, $25 or $30. I was looking on Etsy too to see what they do, and a lot of people did a similar thing, but they charge a lot more to give you the whole complete Joy-Con and the clear case. And I was like, man, I'll just do it myself, and it wasn't that hard.
I like that one too. I've been noticing.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen those too. Yeah, Etsy, yeah. So some of those are pretty cool. And then Animal Crossing, been pretty cool with that. I've been doing just all these little missions to make money and all that. And it was funny because there's this thing you can do in Animal Crossing to make money. The store has a hot item of the day. So every day you go there and they tell you, oh yeah, this item is hot right now. So if you have any of this, bring it in. We'll give you double the price or something. And usually it's an item that you can craft. That's another big thing you can do in the game is you can hit trees and hit rocks and get stones and iron and clay and different types of wood. You get soft wood, normal wood, hard wood. So these are materials that you can use to make other things, whether it be furniture or even your own equipment items. You got to make your own tools, so axes and your fishing pole, your net, and all that. You got to make all that shit with those material
items.
That's
pretty cool. You got to work from the ground up.
Yeah, and eventually those items that you make to your tools, they break eventually. So the more you use them, the more likely it's going to break eventually. One thing that pissed me off yesterday is there's an item. It's like, oh, this is a hot item right now. And it's something that you had to use stones to make. And I was like, okay, stone, they're kind of rare because you only get so many rocks on an island. And once you hit the rocks, eventually it runs out of material for the day. So you can get I think like 9 rocks out of one just big stone sitting in the middle of the floor. So you hit it a couple of times, rocks will fly out of it. The stones will fly out of it. And I only have like 4 on my island. And so I you know, did all that. And I was like, okay, let me fly to a different island and do it some more. None of the stones I hit that day gave me any freaking stones to make shit. It was so weird. Like, I would hit shit, and they all give me iron, which is cool, but, like, no, I want freaking just normal stones. Went to another rock and start hitting it, and it starts flying out clay. And, like, I don't want clay. And I went to another freaking big-ass rock and hit that, and it started giving me bells. It gave me money. I was like,
what the fuck?
Okay, cool, but I want to freaking get some stones. Nothing gave me stones all day yesterday. It was super annoying. I flew to 3 different islands just to get stones, and I think I got like just a small handful of stones from like one big ass rock on one island. It was so weird. I was like, man, I want to make money. I was giving a lot of money for that hot island that day too, and I couldn't take advantage of it, which sucked. So that's kind of the struggles I'm going through, just kind of do that, trying to making money just to like put up bridges and just advance the islands, you know, flashiness and all that. So I've been doing that. We also played some Tekken.
Tekken was Tekken. It definitely was.
Yeah, I think
still not used to it.
I think I only used Josie because we were playing on the PlayStation and we don't have
you broke a little Shaoyu out.
Oh yeah, I did use Shaoyu. That's right. I'm like, who else did I use? So that was cool. I think that's about it, really.
All right, cool. That was the main stuff.
Yeah, because I can't think about anything else that I really did other than Animal Crossing. That's all I've been playing and customizing that shit.
All right. For me, I checked out a movie the other day called Body at Brighton Rock. There you go. Body at Brighton Rock. Dude, if you like Stranger Things, It's not the monster kind of horror, but it's like an 80s horror movie, like, but in our modern times. It's even shot like that. It opens out like an 80s horror movie, and then the music That's in the cool. background feels very fucking 80s horror. I think you'd probably get a kick out of it. It's on Hulu, and luckily when you watch the movies, they don't make you watch the commercials.
Yeah,
that's the only cool thing about Hulu. Unless you watch one of their movies. You know, if you watch one of their movies, they show you commercials in the middle of the movie?
I haven't dealt with commercials in forever because I use I got Hulu Plus, so I haven't seen commercials on Hulu in forever.
Man, must be nice. I was like, I already did that once. I'm not upgrading again, so I have to do it again. But
I just noticed, too, because when Disney Plus came out, there was a bundle with Hulu, but it gave you the Hulus with ads. I was like, nah, I'm already paying without ads, and there's no bundle with Disney Plus and Hulu Plus.
Yeah, that's
true. I was like, man, but now that HBO Max has come out, there's this new offer now where you can get Disney Plus and Hulu Plus, and I don't even think it was HBO Max. I think it's just ESPN.
if you want, you can just have
new bundle now.
You can just have my Max password, bro.
Maybe we'll see, but like I was just like wanted to get it and I just get the whole bundle together where like I'm not paying so much.
You know, I want to do those bundles. I feel like I'm getting screwed on those bundles, man.
On the bundles sometimes, yeah.
Like almost not all of them, but yeah, most of them I feel like I don't know about this. I feel like I'm getting kind of like rooked here. Like I tried to add Shudder and I considered doing, you know, HBO Max and Disney Plus like all on Hulu or whatever, and that shit's fucking expensive. I'm like, I'm actually cheaper doing some of these separately. Like,
yeah, maybe like just really look into it and just add it up. It might be just the exact same price. So yeah, I'll be like, just fuck it, just do it all as one bundle.
But
because
you know, when
what also sucks right now too is that like all my subscription like are on different days. So really, you got to be like,
you got to be on top of it.
When's this Netflix shit coming in? So I don't make sure I don't spend too much money. I got to worry about shit like that once in a while.
But think about this too: when you use the add-ons, you don't get everything available to the service either. It's limited content. So like, is it worth it if you're not getting the full content?
So some of them, I don't think the Hulu side does it, aside from the no ads part. But
no, Hulu limits content for sure.
They do?
Yeah, because got Shudder for the trial period, there were movies that I...
Shudder?
It's like a horror streaming service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's movies I know are on Shudder, and I even Googled it to check, like, maybe they took it off and they didn't, but they weren't showing up on the Hulu Shudder. Mm. And then when I looked into it, they're like, certain things are not available when you do the add-ons. I'm like, you guys suck, dude. Like, you guys just playing with us now.
I wonder if certain things become available if you do add-ons.
Wow. That's a whole other level of, like, unfair.
Yeah,
that's
just to fuck with you.
That would be so messed up. So I'm like, damn, how come I can't get the show? But yeah, so I watched, I did that. I've been reading the new Avengers comics leading up to Secret Wars. I'm trying to get there. It's fucking a grueling process, but it's really good stuff. It's just a lot of shit to read. Right now, the Avengers, like the Illuminati Avengers, you know, all the smartest ones are trying to figure out how they can destroy all these Earths because the universes are colliding.
Yeah.
And only one Earth can make it. So they have to destroy it.
There can only be one.
Yeah, it's a Highlander of planets, you know? So that's just pretty interesting. Been reading that. A comic book by Zack Snyder and Stephen King called American Vampire. I've been reading that, too. That's just pretty cool.
American Vampire.
Right? Damn, how come I didn't think of that in my head the whole time? Other than that, been watching more of that TV show, The Expanse. Been loving that. And then Demon Slayer. That's the one I told you is like the modern Inuyasha.
Oh, that's what I watch. Go ahead.
Oh, did you watch some of that?
No, not even watch that. Okay. Watch something else.
Yeah, watch some Demon Slayer. It's more like the modern Inuyasha. I think that's the main stuff of my Unfocus week. Oh, Splatoon. I finally got a complete item. I was just telling AJ I got an item exactly how I wanted it. It took me a good week.
Get away from me, says Chibi.
Took me a good week to get the item I wanted, but it was funny when I actually put my mind to it and fucking said, all right, this is the item I want. I'm gonna power this item up. Happened real quick, and I was like, the fuck? I've tried this a bunch of times. I swear I've done the same thing before, but I don't know. Maybe it was the forethought and everything that went behind it this time, but
maybe.
I got it pretty quick, and I'm like, all right, so now I'm on to my next item. If anyone knows how to get main up drink tickets, let me know, because I can't find out how to specifically get that one. I'm wondering if there's a trick or I just have to keep grinding till I get it. So if anyone knows, let me know.
Yeah, how do you get those tickets? I know, like, Salmon Run will give you tickets. That's about all I know. Aside from, I think you said single player will give you tickets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the only other way. Yeah. And then I think if you some of the emails, you know, when they send us Splatoon emails.
Oh, I got to check those, too.
Yeah, I think there's a new one. We should get it. They either give you chunks or they give you drink tickets.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, too, anyone playing either Splatoon or I think other games do this, too, because I think I got something for Animal Crossing through that whole thing, too.
Oh, did you tell Carla?
I did it for her. I didn't tell her. I did it for her.
That's cool.
I was like,
that's
I know
smart.
She has it, but I don't think I told her. But if you go onto the home screen of your Switch, down on the bottom, if you have Nintendo Online, if you have the online service and all that, and you go to the news section, you have like subscriptions and different channels there for different news about different games, mostly Nintendo related. And sometimes there's like Splatoon newsletters in there, and you go to those, and there's actually items available in there. They probably do this with some other games too, so it's something for you guys to check out. Anyone that has Switch, a Switch, and a bunch of Switch games, check out those newsletters. You might get some free DLC stuff.
Yeah, it's just like it makes you think about like, damn, people are having this huge advantage I didn't know about this whole time. Apparently, in the Splatoon, the first like volume two of their releases, we're on 12 now, but you know, volume two of their free chunk releases, that's where they gave you like 30 main up drink chunks.
Motherfucker.
And I tried to go back and search it. You can't. They're gone. You only have the last three, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
One other thing that I did that I forgot to mention was that I watched Food Wars anime.
Oh, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I forgot that I did that, but that was pretty good. I think it's just so hilarious because, you know, every anime, especially like fighting animes, there's always, you know, a power-up scene. People are powering up.
Training
and then there's training, of course, right?
Yeah.
And then you get those like when they're powering up or doing something or doing like a combo attack, you get that flashy background. Like nothing's in the background. It's just like lights just flashing by, right?
Yeah.
And the character's standing there in this pose, right? Or doing this motion. And like you get those vibes, right? You know those vibes, right?
Yeah.
You've seen it in every anime.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like when a certain character, like, oh, here's my secret technique or here's this thing I did, you get all these other characters like, oh my God, and start explaining what happened or what they just did, right? You get those same exact things in this with food. Food Wars is all about like, it's like, and this is the best way that Chris described it to me too. That's why I was into it. He said it's like Iron Chef. Like imagine Iron Chef, but in anime form and with like some drama.
That's kind of like what it is.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. I'm like, yeah, it totally is like that. Cause they always like battle each other with food and they have to make something then it's judged by some people. And then they're in culinary school and it's like a high end culinary school. And just to pass some of these classes, some of these final exams and all that, they have to enter into battles and they're judged on their cooking and all that. And then you'll get those moments where I'm like, oh, wait, what's that aroma? Oh, my God. He combined like this fish and got this fish together and this broth. And it's just perfect because of these aromas because he used this style of cooking. And it's just like looking like crazy, just like you would see in any other. I don't know. It's pretty good, though.
That show's pretty nuts. Yeah. I've only seen a couple episodes, but I liked it a lot.
I know. It's pretty good. didn't. And then there's two seasons on Hulu, and that's what I've seen. But there's supposedly there's more. There's five.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta find them.
The fifth season I think is airing right now.
Ah, okay.
They got like episodes. You should go to Hulu.
I that's where I'm pretty sure, or maybe it was Netflix. I'm not sure. I think I was watching it on Hulu.
Oh,
I think
shit.
There's only two episodes there, and we finished it already.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I already cut through two seasons there.
That's so weird. There's because there's like five seasons, and usually I would think Hulu would be the type to have like the up to date stuff. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find out for you.
I don't know. Yeah, because Carlo's brother also said the same thing. Like, oh no, there's like two more seasons out there. I'm like, what? So I'm like, maybe I gotta dig into Crunchyroll or some shit.
Probably Crunchyroll. Look at HBO Max, man. They surprisingly have a good anime section. I was thumbing through HBO Max's thing. They had Stray Dogs. Flowers of the Six Paths. They had like a bunch of like good anime on there. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli stuff, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah, movie wise they have a lot of Ghibli stuff, but I feel like they picked, as far as like continual episode animes, they picked like quality ones. They don't have a lot. They only got like 15, like 12 or 15 anime, but the ones they have are good. So yeah, man, the Max is pretty cool.
Alright, but yeah, that's the other thing I did.
Alright, shall we jump into the main part of the show? Oh, wait, what's the other things that we have to say?
Oh, yeah, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Unfocus28. We're also on Instagram at Unfocus Podcast. And also check out the website, closer28.com. It's where you can find everything. Oh, yeah, also, too, we did something, and we might be showing up in more podcast apps. So look out for that. If there's a certain app anyone uses for Unfocus, or I'm sorry, for a podcast, let us know through Twitter, through Instagram if you want, through email us at unfocuspodcast.com. Let us know on Twitch if you want, in chat, and so I can see if I can set all that up. But if I did everything right, we should be popping up in more places as far as the audio podcast goes. And of course, don't forget YouTube, and we're on twitch.tv/closer28. And
don't forget to comment and subscribe with that and iTunes
for sure. There's one more thing to mention. Oh yeah, the Discord, that's the last thing I wanted to mention. Discord, go to, if you go to closer28.com, there's a Discord link there. You can join that and just hang out there and chat with other people, or in chat on Twitch if you just do the command with an exclamation point Discord, and that will give you a link to the closer28 Discord. And then Tai Chi and Chess says, if you guys get on Plex, I can add it there for convenience. Yeah, I'll look into that.
That's
another thing
that
I did. So I've been working on a server for myself for the past couple of weeks. I think I got it running. I'm just organizing shit now here and there. And I have Plex on it now, too. So now I just need to add content to it.
Oh, shit. We have a gang of that.
I have stuff, like, already, but not a lot. Not anything. It's just weird shit. And, like, the names are all off, so I got to go organize all that. And I have we have a bunch of movies. And I'm going to go ahead and start, like, you know, trying to rip them into the system.
Dude, I have all those DC movies I have all digital copies of all of them, so you can take them off.
Shit.
You can take them off if you want.
Something about those digital copies sometimes, though, because I've done that. I bought in DVDs with digital copies.
The company that first made them went out of business.
Not only that, but when you do that, there is almost like no way to actually get the actual digital file. You have to use their service to watch the movie, so it doesn't give you like a movie file or anything like that.
Oh, they used to. That sucks. Now it's
yeah,
like,
they did way back in, because there's a movie that I have that I did like that. I did it through iTunes and I got an actual file for it. But lately, because I did like I think a Spider-Man or
Far From Home.
No, not far. Oh.
Or the
where was it?
Homecoming.
I did something. I have some movies through Ultraviolet or something like that.
Yeah, Ultraviolet. Yeah, they're the ones. Yeah.
And I was trying to look for a way to like just save it in the computer. I was like digging through all types of files and menus and shit. I was like, there's no way to save this shit. I tried to look up various other methods and I couldn't find anything. So they had just some lockdown DRM on that shit too. But anyways, I'm working on that, so that'll give me a chance to add Unfocus in some way to their podcast streaming server. I'm gonna see what they do, how that works. Anyways, with all that said, some news.
Let's do it. Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
The news.
What?
Unfocused news, the main part of the show. You want to kick us off or shall I?
I guess I could do that. So Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, the live action movie that almost flopped, but then they took it back and, you know, redid some modeling in that and gave us a better looking Sonic and gave us not too bad of a movie. And, you know, everyone knew there was going to be a sequel coming out for it, right? Well, it's been confirmed. That there is going to be a second Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie in theaters and all that. Maybe theaters, I don't know, we'll see what happens. But that's coming for sure. No date yet, no storyline or no plot, nothing like that yet. But for sure, we're getting the same director and the same writers, which is cool. That means there'll be some, hopefully, no weird story, like, plot holes and shit like that. Like, I feel like someone's done that before. Like, at the end of a movie, they tease something, and then the second movie happens, and you don't get that shit at all.
Oh, that's definitely happened a bunch of times, for sure.
I feel like that's happened somewhere, so hopefully that doesn't happen, because there is some cool shit that happened at the end of Sonic, if you guys haven't seen it yet. And so hopefully that actually happens in the next movie. So, anyways, that's all I got for that. Have you seen the Sonic movie yet?
No, you know, I should watch it tonight. I haven't forgetting to watch it.
Because you have that service.
The Plex, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you got Steven's account, so.
I know, I got to get on that. That's true. Good point, AJ, good point.
I might buy it, though, just because.
Just to support it? I might do the same, then. But
Mortal Kombat? Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I've seen something. Maybe I'm thinking of Star Wars. I don't know.
remember at the end of Mortal Kombat, how Shao Kahn was a big demon thing, and then, like, that didn't even happen, and then he was like a regular guy walking around, like that,
really?
That whole moment where his big spirit came up, just they acted like that didn't happen at all, and it was pretty weird.
I have no idea. I don't remember the Mortal Kombat movies. But yeah, I feel like there's been some movie out there, like something big happens at the end, and that's where the movie ends, and you're like, oh, that's gonna be part two, and like doesn't even happen.
Yeah, right. Okay, other thing I found out, so apparently Godzilla versus King Kong is like almost done.
Ooh.
Did you know that? I didn't know they were so fucking far
in production. I thought it was supposed to be out already.
Yeah, apparently it was going to come out in summer, but now it's coming out the week after Black Widow, which is November 19th.
Okay, yeah, cause I was pretty sure it was supposed to come out this year.
You know what's weird about that? No teaser. We have
Damn.
No teaser.
That's crazy.
To this day. That's why I thought...
That is Universal, right?
Yeah, it is Universal.
So I wonder if, like, maybe they had something ready, but then the pandemic happened, and maybe they held back because...
Yes.
Of everything, right?
I think you're exactly right. Like, they said something about, like, you know, the whole box office thing, like... And I think because of that, they were literally about to release a trailer, and then they just didn't fucking drop it, because they're like, you know what, let's just hold the hype.
Yeah, because Universal also does Fast and the Furious, and we got a trailer. We got, like, a little teaser trailer right in the beginning of the year, saying that it was coming out, like, sometime this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... And then the pandemic happened, so like, oh yeah, we're gonna push the movie back until next year now.
Yeah.
And so now we gotta wait a fucking year for this thing that they showed us, and we're like, man, so maybe they did this, maybe that's the same thing, like, okay, we have this King Kong trailer that we're gonna premiere with Fast and Furious. That's not happening now, so maybe we should just wait on this trailer to make sure when we're gonna release, you know, the actual movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. Have you seen... Because I just watched Skull Island, actually, recently. Did I talk about that at all?
I don't think so, actually.
So I watched Skull Island, King Kong, and of course I've seen the other Godzillas, and those are all connected. And the other King Kong movie, the Peter Jackson shit, and anything else from back in the day, like, that doesn't count. But Skull Island is part of the universe. Kong, Skull Island, I think is what it's called. The proper title of that. So yeah, that's the same King Kong that we're gonna get in this Godzilla versus King Kong movie. No. And of course the Godzilla we're gonna get are the ones from the recent movies too. The one with like
King of Monsters.
Yeah, King of Monsters, and I don't know the name of the first one. I think it was probably just Godzilla.
Which I actually
with
really,
Walter White.
I really liked that's two parts in the same trilogy so far.
Yeah.
I really like King of Monsters too. And the Walter White one wasn't bad. It had some boring moments, but overall it was pretty good.
It was pretty good though, yeah.
Yeah, are there characters in the King Kong that are going to carry over?
I don't know, honestly. Samuel Jackson was in the movie.
Really?
I think he died. If anyone... Oh, there were two characters that were in the Godzilla movies.
I'm talking about King Kong.
Wait,
I know Godzilla.
I think Skull Island took place, like, way back, actually. Yeah,
oh, it took, went back in time.
Yeah, it took place like around World War II era, or just a little bit after, I think. Oh shit, I'm trying to remember the movie now. I don't remember, honestly. Vietnam, okay, that's what it was. Hiddleston was in it. Tom Hiddleston, Loki. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in Skull Island. He's alive at the end. He might return. Who else was there too? Anyways, I don't remember. I gotta watch it again. Was it Captain Marvel? Was it? It was her, huh?
She was in there?
Yeah.
Brie Larson, really?
Yeah, Brie Larson was in it too. That's right. Yeah, that's right. So they're both in it. They're both alive.
Okay, so there's some room for, because on the other side we got Millie Bobby Brown and her dad.
And so was Eazy-E.
What?
Yeah. Eazy-E was also in the movie. I think he survived.
How the fuck is Eazy-E in the movie? He ain't been in shit.
The same actor who played him in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, the guy who played him. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
That's how I know people now.
He's Eazy-E, all right.
But yeah, hopefully those characters return, because I think they can return, because I think that took place in current day, but Kong existed since Vietnam, because there was a character in there that was, like, during the Vietnam War, got stuck on that island, and he's lived there ever since. So he's, like, super old now. Things have advanced. He's tripping out over fucking, like, cell phones and all that. So that's kind of how that story started. Anyways, that just shows you how old Kong is.
It's an old-ass shit. All right.
I gotta watch it again, because I can't remember it now. Anyways.
Dude, watch it with me, because I've never seen it. I'd like to watch it. Like, let's fucking have a viewing. But all right, AJ, your turn.
No.
Got some news for you?
Yeah, so there's this... is this the game I'm thinking of? Oh, yeah. So Pokemon is putting out a new kind of like a card game. It's called Battle Academy. And I don't know exactly how this game is supposed to be played, but it uses trading card game cards. I'm not sure if they're the exact same ones you would use in the actual TCG.
Or if they have their own, or if they're from the TCG. They or maybe they look have their like own. Them
but
little.
Yeah, they kind of look like the actual game cards, right?
Yeah.
So you use those, and I'm pretty sure you have some figures in it too. But this is a new game that they're putting out. It actually comes with a 60-card deck in it too to use.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what this is supposed to play like. What it's going to be like. Maybe it's supposed to teach you the game. Honestly, don't know. But this is, and they're calling it a board game too. So this is supposed to be coming out, I think, later this year or something like that. So yeah, if anyone's interested in the Pokemon trading card game or something like it, maybe check this out. Launching around in July 31st. So later this year, in a couple of months, next month.
Okay.
Because we're in June already. Shit.
Yeah, but, yeah. Dude, we lost a few months of our life. Were taken from us. Yeah.
Yes, for reals.
Okay.
But yeah, July 31st is when it's supposed to come out. Look out for that. Looks interesting. Maybe I'll pick it up. I was trying to read through this, and there's no like details about what the gameplay is like. So honestly, can't say. So maybe if I see it, I'll read the back of the box for you guys.
There you go.
Live
you heard here. It here first, guys.
Live on Unfocus.
All right. Other quick news. Have you been following this whole Batwoman debacle?
I have not.
Do you know about the whole CW? Like how they do? Like they have a whole Arrowverse, like a whole universe of DC stuff.
I know that. Yeah, I know they have this some universe.
Okay, so we talked about it briefly and other stuff. Oh my god, that carrying case is awesome. Show me that later.
That's my next story.
Anyway. So anyone doesn't know, they made a Batwoman show on CW. It's been going.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I didn't know there was a Batwoman fucking show.
Dude, it's there. She looks like Batwoman, but that's about it. Everything else is missing from it.
Is it Barbara?
No, that's Batgirl.
Oh, my bad,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, this is a different character altogether, and which is another reason why they failed, because this is supposed to be a totally different character who's just stealing Batman's mantle to, like, strike fear into villains' hearts.
Mm.
But they played it as if she, like, stole his shit, she's using all his gear, and, like, but, like, she doesn't look up to him, and she hates on him, and they went out of their way to get, like, a lesbian actor, like, to make, you know, and they're like, oh, we don't follow Batman and all this stuff, and, like, it was just, it's a really bad and weird show. And
she's his cousin?
Yeah, she's, like, oh, they make him the cousin in this,
what
huh?
The shit?
Wow, I didn't even know that's what it was in this. Yeah, so she's his cousin in this.
Damn.
And, like, dude, it's just really bad and really confusing, and, like, you're, like, Batman wouldn't do the thing she's thinking he's doing. Like, I don't know. It's a weird ass show.
Tai Chi thinks it's awful.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, Steve thinks it's awful. You get it. It has bad ratings. People don't like it. People have been bitching about it for a while, right?
Mm.
And even the actress playing Batwoman, Ruby Rose from John Wick 2, she has been bitching about, you know, working TV and doing those things.
Has she been complaining about the show itself?
Not openly, but, you know, she left the show a couple weeks ago. She left it, and she's not going to be part of it anymore. Huh. And, you know, the creator says it's okay, you know, it's a good move or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit. So they're, like, straight up divorcing her from the show.
Damn.
So, you know, everyone thought, okay, they're just going to get a new actress to replace her in it because they said the show's going to continue, you know? So we're like, okay, they're just going to get a new actress to replace her, and it's just going to be her, and we're supposed to ignore it. You know, like some roadie shit, some War Machine shit.
Yeah.
And, no, they're going to go a different way with it. They're going to say that character is gone for some reason. And then they're going to just put a new character in the Batwoman suit. And they said they will be LGBT from the LGBT community. But okay, they'll put a new female in the Batwoman suit. And I'm like, you guys are trying really hard to save something that nobody likes. You know what I mean?
Tai Chi says that she's not used to the heavy demands of shooting TV schedules. So she's probably just...
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, she didn't like TV.
And then she got injured doing some of the stunts, too.
Hmm.
Why is she being a little bitch?
She ain't ready for this, bro. She ain't ready for this. She got on John Wick and thought it was gonna be all like smooth ride from there. You know, like, that's not how it is. You know.
Damn. Like Bally's final injuries. Damn. But
yeah,
still,
she got fucked up. But like, and on top of that, I really hate to say it, she's not a great actress. So you don't really like. She doesn't do the job very well either. So I think that's why the CW heads were like, you know, it's fine that she left because they're probably happy to recast.
I don't know. That's better for them to be like, oh yeah, that they just disappeared. They like they did in Silicon Valley. Like, oh yeah, he's just on this island. He's gone.
That was just the end of playing just, Ehrlich. Yeah. I was like, well, okay, no questions. Like that's
yeah.
It.
They did something similar in Community too, because so a lot of the actors left like toward like the last couple seasons, and so what's his name, Donald Glover. Childish Gambino, he was one of the characters. He's like, oh yeah, like I have to do this mission now and go sail around the world, so I guess see you guys when I'm done. And he was gone.
He even tells you some ridiculous shit like that on purpose.
Yeah. So yeah, so they do some stuff like that. Actually, they did kill off one character, but anyways.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess they're gonna just find some way like that, like you said, a clever way to have her sail around the world and just never come back. I'm sure she won't want to, because she doesn't sound happy about that whole thing.
Yeah, maybe she'll, like, you know, think about it. Maybe they'll bring her back.
A little cameo at the end. Yeah. Two Batwomen at the very end. Like, damn. Oh, God, I could see it happening.
Get a new Spider-Man meme out of it.
Oh, God. Right? Exactly. All right, AJ, your turn.
So as you kind of saw, we actually had something very similar when the Switch first came out. Remember someone made little keychain cases for your Switch games, the mm-hmm. little cartridges? Some people are getting creative all over again and showing off some new shit. So someone actually went and 3D printed an NES cartridge that opens up and stores your Switch games inside of them.
That's pretty cool.
And then I don't think they're selling it, but what you can do is this was on Reddit. You can actually go and he actually gives you a file so you can 3D print this case on your own, which is pretty dope. Which is another reason why I want a 3D printer.
That would be a cool thing for you to have. That's something you would do something with.
Yeah, I've been eyeing one. I've had one on my Amazon wish list for a couple of months now, so I might do it pretty soon. I don't know, but this would be one thing I will do for sure though.
What's that? Is
this case?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that a lot.
And then putting some cool sticker on it to make it look like an actual game. I want it. Oh, and I can hide it in an NES, dude. But yeah, if anyone's interested and has a 3D printer, look this up: Retro Switch Game Trays, or something like that. This is on Reddit. Over on Reddit, someone named Nilsk89, NILSK. I guess is the person that made this. But yeah, looks pretty dope if you need a case, which Carla's looking for game cases and something to cover her Switch right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show her those keychain ones because I'm pretty sure she'd be down for that. Anyways, what you got?
All right, other news. Apparently, after the success of The Invisible Man last year, they will be making a Wolfman movie. It's going to be live action, of course, continuing their new updated Dark Universe, I guess. You know, because, like, you know how they kind of erased the old Dark Universe?
It's Universal?
Yeah.
So they're reviving that?
Yeah, because of The Invisible...
Oh, my God.
Because everyone... Did you see The Invisible Man last year?
No.
Dude, it was fucking great.
Oh, wow, okay.
The Invisible Man was so fucking...
Why didn't you just continue the universe and then, okay, we have a good movie now?
I think they're scared because people were talking so much shit about the Tom Cruise Mummy.
That's funny that they were scared with their horror movies.
Stop it. Yeah, but they got afraid. So, like, when the Invisible Man bit, they were like, okay, we're going to try again. You know, because, like, everyone saw the Marvel connections and no one liked that. So they're like, okay, we're just going to drop that universe and try again. I'm not going to tell you, but Invisible Man ends in a weird way where you're like, well, what the fuck's going to happen now? Mm. And so I'm guessing they're going to try to make Wolfman be the same thing and kind of end up in a situation where you're like, oh, shit, well, what's going to happen with Wolfman now? And then later on, they'll probably find a way for them to cross and shit.
Damn.
The cool thing is he's going to be played by Ryan Gosling.
Huh.
I feel like he's very Wolfman-esque. Yeah. He's kind of got, like, a long face and shit. Like, kind of creepy, you know? Yeah, so this is part of the New Dark Universe. Benicio Del Toro was originally going to be part of what they were going to do. Hmm. But now I heard they're eyeing Dwayne Johnson for the Frankenstein's monster. I don't know how that's going to work or if it'll even be good.
they haven't done Frankenstein. What did they do? They did Mummy, and didn't they do one other movie?
They actually did Wolfman in 2010.
They did?
Yeah, 2010. It didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if it was supposed to be part of this New Dark Universe, but they did do it, and it didn't work.
Because I thought two movies did come out in that Dark Universe. So was it Wolfman and Mummy, or Mummy and something else? No?
No, was it Wolfman? Because I don't think that Wolfman was... Yeah, it was Mummy, for sure.
Did it not make it out of production?
Yeah, I think so. I think originally Invisible Man was going to be linked to it, but when they heard Mummy didn't do well, they cut it off from that, and now they're going to start from Invisible Man, basically.
You think Mummy is good enough to be like part of that universe?
I think it is, depending on how you depict it. It depends on how you do it, because if you don't get the old ancient curse and the fact that he needs to keep draining life to keep going, then it's not going to be cool. You know, like, I feel like a lot of things don't really get what the mummy's supposed to be and why he's scary.
I don't remember the mummy at all. I seen it. I don't remember it at all.
Dude, and the old black and white one. Yeah, and the old black and white one is the most boring of all of them. So you might, like, easily forget it.
Oh, it goes way back like that? I did not know that.
He's right there with the other ones with Frankenstein and, Wolfman.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that.
Bride of Frankenstein. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, mummy's one of them. Mm. But, like, he, you know... They don't do him right in everything, sadly, so he doesn't really feel as badass as he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, eventually they want to make a dark super team. Dark universe shit, so it's coming.
Or maybe they will do it.
Yeah, it might be good. I mean, we'll see. Right, like I said, Invisible Man's a good start. It's on Hulu, I think. You should watch it if you get bored. No, it's on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's all we know for now. Ryan Gosling will be the Wolfman. They have no release date set. But just keep an eye open for it, and it will be connected to Invisible Man from earlier last year.
All right.
AJ?
So, one thing that's cool about Sega, as opposed to Nintendo, is that when Sega makes fan games, when Sega fans make fan games of their Sega stuff, Sega doesn't go after them all the time.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they actually go ahead and hire those people to make games for them.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about Sega. They'll look at you and be like, okay. That's...
Yeah. Nintendo, on the other hand, will go ahead and sue you, give you a cease and desist letter and all that shit, right? Anyway, so we have another fan game from some Sonic people. Did you ever play Sonic 3D? 3D Blast, I think is what it was.
Oh, no, I never played that one.
No? Well, there's someone made Sonic 3D. The game is called Sonic 3D and 2D. So they took a lot of the concepts and level structures from the 3D game and made it into, like, a 2D world.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny because I remember seeing the commercials for Sonic 3D. Like, when you showed me right now, I remember the looks of it.
Yeah, I had it. I played a lot of it. I don't remember some of these stages they're mocking, not all of them, but I remember some of them, which is pretty cool. I mean, your basic ice level, like the ice cap zone and all that. But yeah, and then also Knuckles and Tails are playable characters apparently too, and I'm pretty sure this is free to go and get somewhere. But yeah, this is something that someone's been working on, and Sega's kind of like, you know, cool with it, as they normally are. That's how we got Sonic Mania.
You know, why do you think... I think the reason Sega's cool with that is because they don't have active consoles and a franchise going on their own right now, but what do you think? Why do you think they're cool with that? Are they just not assholes?
I think so, yeah.
I want to say it's because they don't have a system and a big franchise, because if they were Nintendo, I feel like they might not let this kind of thing happen.
Well, I mean, Sonic is like one of their biggest... you know, franchise, right. Like their IPs, right?
Right.
But, like, if you think, like, back in the day, Nintendo was...
Yo, was that Chaos on the fucking...
On the wall, maybe?
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. But Nintendo was always, like, not Nintendo, Sega.
They're right there.
Oh, you know
Dude,
what?
Dude, that looks like Chaos.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What the fuck? Is that a Sonic Adventure reference?
No, this is fan made, so fans did that.
They might have thrown a Sonic Adventure reference in there.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
But
I see.
What's interesting, why that looks like, why it's like you pointed out, it's like makes me like, oh shit, that's cool. And Sonic 3, I never noticed it, but there was art similar to that in one of the stages. And I never really like looked at it when I was playing the game when I was younger, but it actually showed Sonic becoming Super Sonic. And had the Chaos Emeralds around him.
Like that, way before?
Yeah, in that same mosaic form. And it was in Sonic 3, so Super Sonic was a thing at that time and everything, so everyone was familiar with it. But I just never noticed that there was actual art with it in the background.
Like, that's dope.
And this is very similar to that style, too. Again, I didn't notice it. But yeah, that does look like Chaos. But yeah, so Nintendo and Sega have always been different. Like, Nintendo's very, like, old school, and even to today, they're still trying to keep their old school ways.
Yeah.
Whereas Sega, you know, back in the day, that was a whole, what was it, like, Nintendo, or Sega does what Nintendo don't, remember?
So, oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
Sega's
right,
always
right.
trying to be, you know, more friendly or, like, better in a way than Nintendo. So I feel like that mentality is still carrying on. To the point where, yeah, Sega won't, you know, get upset so bad over people trying to, you know, remake Sonic games and all that. As far as, like, you know, making the fan game, that's cool. But as soon as they start selling it, I think that's when Sega gets upset.
Yeah, if you make money off it, yeah, that makes sense. Because, like, they should be getting that money. Like,
yeah, but if people are just working on stuff and showing stuff off and giving out for free, they don't care too much.
Yep.
And like I said, they'll go out of their way sometimes and either support it or hire those people.
All right, that's but pretty cool. That'd be interesting to play. I'd like to play that. That sounds dope.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
3D and 2D.
It looks like just a classic Genesis style. Yeah, I don't know. It's Sonic in 3D. Sonic 3D in 2D.
All right. Shall I do one more and then we go to music of the week?
Yeah.
All right. My next piece of news, I got the email.
And then before we move on to trade chain test, says that Nintendo really hates piracy or anything resembling unauthorized copies of their stuff.
Yeah, they're strongly against it, very clearly. They even almost tried to outlaw Evo until they got too much.
That's true. They tried to get Smash out of Evo. That's true, too. Which,
yeah.
Like, the game was already out. They never weren't doing anything with the game other than, you know, mass people playing the game.
Just like Tai Chi says, like, it's just they don't like the idea of piracy. Like, oh wait, someone's pirating our shit. Like, even if it's no money lost to them, they still go after you. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. Anyway, okay, so my last piece of news before we go to music of the week, J. Jonah Jameson, everybody's favorite Spider-Man heckler. I'm sure you guys saw Far From Home. If anyone did not, spoiler warning right now. It's just going to be real quick, but I'm giving you a warning now. We're going to be spoiling Spider-Man Far From Home. So
I just saw it, too, so
stop,
I'm good.
Stop. Shut up, AJ. So stop listening right now, because I'm going to tell you something big about it. All right? Here we go. So at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio had sent some information to J. Jonah Jameson, and he makes an appearance after the end credit scene and basically talks shit about Spider-Man out to the world of him being Peter Parker. So ever since that happened, everyone's wondering, you know, is this a thing now? Is J. Jonah Jameson going to be in the stuff? Is it still going to be that actor playing it? Like, is the old universe incorporated?
Yeah, because it's what's his name?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons, who originally played J. Jonah Jameson in the first Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, that's why everyone was losing their shit.
And so to see him come back in this universe.
And it's the same actor, J.K. Simmons.
It's the same character.
It boggles people's minds because we don't know if they're just recasting him again or if they're like connecting it. But anyway, we still don't have answers to it story-wise, but we do have some more answers as to his future appearances in any Marvel-related movies. Now, he's not signed up to show up in any specifically Marvel movies. He will not. I mean, as far as we know, he's working for Sony.
Okay.
All right. It makes sense, yeah. But John Watts said he has agreed to show up in multiple Spider-Man movies, but he is not under contract.
Yeah.
In other words, he does not have to agree to show up in anything else. But he verbally told John Watts he'll show up in a couple more, you know?
So not only like Spider-Man specific movies, but you think he'll show up like in Venom or whatever else they want to do?
I'm not sure.
Morbius and shit like that?
I'm not sure about that. I know they'll definitely use him in Spider-Man 3. Yeah. I don't know about Morbius, but yeah, I could see him being in a Venom 2, like a quick cameo.
In a way, he kind of has to show up in Spider-Man 3 based off that ending.
Yeah, he should, because that should be like a plot point or like... I don't want to say villain, but an issue that Spider-Man has to deal with, J. Jonah Jameson, you know, like making him look bad in front of the people, that'd be great. But yeah, so J.K. Simmons says he will show up for more movies. He is not under any contract, so if he doesn't show up in any of them, he's not lying. He's just saying that he would show up in them. If like he has schedule conflicts or something like that, he may not do it.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, so it's a positive future for J. Jonah Jameson as far as J.K. Simmons' version of him. So we may see more of him very soon. We'll see. But yeah, that's the last piece of news right there I got before we take a little break. Yeah. Anything you want to say first or no? How awesome I am? No?
Well, I have nothing to say about that, so. All right, let's go then.
All right.
Music power.
This is Music of the Week. This is part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to. Mm-hmm. And it's already getting plugged in right there, T. What you got for us?
My song is by two artists called Estrong and Boogie Belgique. The song is called Noir. I heard it on that movie I was telling you about, the Brighton Rock, Body at Brighton Rock. It was pretty cool. It sounded pretty old school and jazzy. I was a big fan of it, so... Remind me of Cuphead, and then when I searched it, someone made an AMV with Cuphead with it.
Oh, no way.
That's even funnier.
That's awesome.
How about you, AJ?
My track, I gotta look it up, but it's from Spin Rhythm again, because they have some pretty dope tracks in there. This is another one of those tracks that I like. I like to play. It's like one of the tracks like, oh yeah, actually I play some Spin Rhythm too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and like they grade you like letter grades, A, B, C, D and all that shit, right? And I was just getting a bunch of C's when I first started playing it, a couple D's, a couple C's, right? And actually A and B a couple tracks this time around when I started playing, when I picked it up again like a couple days ago.
Did you see that Shaq?
Like,
you saw that Shaq meme? Is that why? That Shaq video?
No, I didn't see the Shaq video. Damn.
I'll show you on the break.
All right, well, my track is by someone named Anomaly, and his track is called Velars.
Velars? Anomaly.
Is it Anomaly? No, it's not. That's how you spell Anomaly?
No,
that's not how you spell Anomaly.
He's fucking up the spelling.
Oh, okay. He's fucking up the spelling. Okay.
I think you're supposed to say Anomaly. Yeah.
Now I'm come Anomaly.
Okay. I fuck with it. All right. All right, guys.
And then how do you say this? And he's spelling this shit weird, too? I thought it was going to be like Valors.
Now he's just being a dick. I don't know.
But is it Valors? No, it's Valors.
I think it's Valors.
It's V-E, though. It's not V-A.
Now he's spelling it wrong. I don't know.
Lars?
It might be a word.
Is that a word?
It might be British.
Ah,
shit. Those guys are fucking
weird.
Damn,
they're always fucking up the fucking English. The British fucking up the English always.
You know? They don't know, man. All right, guys. We'll be back after these quick messages. are back.
Yeah, I like that dinosaur story.
Yes, sir. The first song was mine. It was S Strong, and the song was called Noir.
I just closed mine, but apparently like, it was Anomaly.
Artist was Anomaly, and the song was called Velar.
Velars?
Velars.
Velars?
Yeah.
It was V-E-L-R's. That's what it was. I'm just saying.
You're not wrong.
How do you say that? I have no clue. And that's the best I can come up with.
Yeah. And that was the music of the week. Hope you guys liked it. There's also a playlist going where you can go back and listen to those things.
I should have added to the playlist. I didn't add it to the playlist, but it'll be there soon. And everything else that I need to add to that, I keep forgetting to do that.
Yeah. So
I was playing Animal Crossing.
Right now. We actually, I know we both have pretty like in-depth taste in music. And I'm not trying to pass on the back or nothing like that. But when he was playing our playlist randomly, I was like, damn, every fucking song that comes up is dope. Like, it was pretty cool. So if you guys get bored and you want something to listen to, you should listen to it.
Yes. It's dope.
All right. That being said, we'll jump right back into the news.
All right. Oh, my bad.
RS Misfit, thanks for coming back.
The dude.
You are a champion and always have been. Damn, is Textator nowhere on Wednesday? I should tell him.
No.
All right. So, interesting piece of news here. AJ, this is for you.
Oh, shit.
Did you know this month now, June 9th, there's going to be a Rocky documentary?
And what form? Like, is it a movie based in that universe?
No, it's a Rocky documentary movie, like, about how they made them and and the experience for all of them. Every movie. And Sylvester Stallone narrates it.
That's cool.
So he tells you his opinion on each Rocky movie and like what he thinks and like what he went through to train for it and like what it went into to like making it. This will be coming out on demand June 9th.
Oh, wow.
Written and produced by Derek Wayne Johnson. I don't know who that is exactly. But he's done a lot of documentaries.
Do you mean Dwayne Johnson?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
That's the first thing I looked at. No, it's not him. And the movie is called 40 Years of Rocky.
Rocky? Dwayne?
Yeah. Stop it.
Shit.
With the colon, Birth of a Classic.
Huh.
Yeah, so it sounds pretty promising, and I know you just recently kind of got into it. Yeah, I think you might want to check this out. They're supposed to go into the details, how they made it. They're even going to cover the Creed movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to cover everything Rocky in this documentary. So I think you might want to check it out. It's called, like, 40 Years of Rocky.
So, it said the birth of a classic, and I was like, man, that just blew my mind. Like, how do you birth a classic?
Watch
like,
the documentary.
It kind of needs to be in existence, and then it becomes a classic. But it doesn't just come out, and then automatically it's a classic. Well, I guess happen.
But you birth it, and it's destined to be the classic. Then it realizes you birth the classic, you know?
Like, yes, okay.
It's there, isn't it?
There you go. All right. My head feels better now. That makes more sense.
I don't know if any of the other famous actors, like... Michael B. Jordan, if he dies, he dies. What the fuck is his name? How come I can't remember his name right now? I don't know if any other famous actors from the Rocky series are in it or not. But I know Sylvester Stallone is the lead narrator for it. So yeah, keep an eye out for that, AJ. I think you're gonna like it. It's on demand. So probably Hulu, you'll be able to get it.
You just saw them for the first time? That's crazy. Actually, I just saw them for the first time like last year. I actually went out of my way. I think they were all on Amazon or Hulu, one of those. And that's where I watched most of them, I think.
See, I've seen Rocky 1, 3, and 4, but I have not seen any of the others. I haven't seen 2, Creed,
You fucked that shit up. You should have done 1, 3, and 5. Yo, R's Missive just subscribed.
Oh, that's so cool. That's what happens when people subscribe. Yes. Oh, that's so cool.
You're like, what the fuck is that?
I was like, what's going on?
You're not playing the game right now?
That was weird. That was cool. Okay. Thanks, RS Misfit. Good to have you back.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy.
All right, AJ, you got some news for us?
You know what was funny, too? Like, I think in the middle of watching Rocky, and we're, like, almost, like, done with, like, some of the movies, all of a sudden, one of the services popped them up. Like, oh, now we're showing Rocky. We're like, oh, cool, we get to continue the rest of the series.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's tight when it works out like that.
That was funny.
That's
like,
cool.
Okay, we're almost to that movie, so that's perfect that it just popped up right now. And then we had to go find Creed on Blu-ray later on. Anyways, news.
That
was news. Okay, my bad.
That was news.
My news. Splatoon. Speaking of subscribing and all that, Splatoon news.
It is.
So, you know that manga I was reading?
Yeah, the Splatoon manga, right?
Yeah, so that's something that Viz Media is putting out. Came from Japan, of course, something they translated over here and all that. So
like
that's a manga
Mario
we get.
Mario Brothers one?
Like the Mario one, yeah. Apparently, I think it's the same creator or someone named Hideki Goto. He's doing something called Splatoon, Squid Kids Comedy Show. It's another manga. Yeah,
it's like a spinoff manga, like Rock Lee's thing from Shippuden.
I don't know if it's a spinoff or not, but it's this one's taking place in Splatoon 2 universe, or has Splatoon 2 art, as opposed to the one I was reading, which is all Splatoon 1 shit. And it says kids comedy show too, which makes it sound like it's going to be more of a comedy. Actually, the other Splatoon one was also very comedic as well. But this is releasing in English on July 14th. So next month. And, it'd be like $10 like any other manga. And it'll contain 4 Koma comics starring, new Inklings and based off the Splatoon 2 characters and designs. What's a 4 Koma comic? Does that sound familiar to you?
4 Koma comic? No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't know what it means either. But yeah, and then of course the original manga is still ongoing as well. Volume 9 was just released in English, just the other like couple months ago, or like last month. And a volume 10 will be releasing sometime in September. But yeah, that's what's going on with Splatoon in manga form. I wonder if they'll ever make an anime out of this. I guess that's something that Nintendo has a sight on. How does that work? Because there's a Mario manga, so I wonder if that was, if that got Nintendo's blessings or not. And there's the Splatoon manga now. And they make animes out of every manga, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's if the manga doesn't have an anime, then the anime has a manga.
Damn.
I know. You know what, the reason I say that is because even Cowboy Bebop, that doesn't have source material, they made a manga for it later on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not that great. I don't think it's as good as the anime.
I didn't know that, so that was not based off a manga.
No.
Wow.
They made that originally.
That's great. Which, actually, I'm surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised.
Oh, man. I'm mad because I was going to connect to your last piece of news, but now we're talking about this thing real quick. So, the creator of Cowboy Bebop, of the Netflix Cowboy Bebop, I should say. The guy who's making the new Netflix Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They did an interview. Dude. Yeah, they did an interview with him yesterday, I think. And he said, we are going out of our way to keep the same feels musically as Cowboy Bebop.
Nice.
He's like, if you're doing Cowboy Bebop, you're doing Cowboy Bebop. That was his quote. He's like, you can't get around it. Can't put pop music in place of it. He's like, no, we're gonna do jazz. He's like, we're gonna do the story.
They put hard metal in it.
Oh my god. Hey, but remember, there's an episode called Metal Queen, right? Where it's all metal in that whole episode. Remember Metal Queen? Like,
what happened in that one?
That's the one where, what was the deal? It was this chick that looked like a guy, and like they were, they were trying to transport something through space and help her out. He ended up having to plug his ears and float through space himself.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah,
yeah, and I was like, oh, that show's pretty fucked up. Anyway.
Well, they could do it once.
There was one big reveal in this little interview he did, because everyone's been wondering, like, is Ed going to be a thing in this? Is it going to have
they
a comedian?
They haven't talked about her or him yet. Her? Her.
Well, yeah, her. Yeah, exactly.
I was right, and I questioned it.
So there's actually a synopsis now for the story. 5 star-crossed characters meet through fate and join the crew of the Bebop, including interactions between Spike Spiegel, Jet, Faye Valentine, Ayn, and the last person he says is Radical Edward.
Radical Edward.
Yeah,
nice.
He's specifically, and it says in quotes, Radical Edward. And there's still no casting for Edward, but Radical Edward is definitely confirmed to be a main character in the series.
That's cool. You know what I'm thinking about too, because Ed shouldn't come in until like a little bit later.
Yeah, Ed doesn't even come in until halfway through the show.
Yeah.
I think episode 12 or 13.
Somewhere
Ed
really
in.
Late. Yeah. So I could imagine them just waiting and doing like a season 1 type of thing with no Ed, and then Ed comes in season 2.
I could see that. I could see season 1 ending with her appearance,
yeah, because,
as well.
Because Netflix is like what? Like they do like 10 episodes, sometimes 8, right? Or like 12, 13, I think is what they do, right?
Yeah, 13 was their number, but yeah. Sometimes they do 8, sometimes they do 10, but 13 is like their number.
Yeah. Episodes per season, so maybe they'll do that, like have like an 8 episode season, no Ed, and then Ed comes in like right away, like second season.
I would like it if the end, you know, like the end credit scene, you know, afterwards they introduce Ed at the very end.
Oh yeah,
that would be fucking
that'd be cool
sick.
Actually, yeah.
Because like it would be introducing you, like, oh, there's the comedy aspect coming now, you know?
Yeah, there's another character coming through. Yeah, because like a lot of characters like that right away, you know, might be too overwhelming for people who are not familiar with Bebop. So starting off with a small cast, I know it's just one character, but still, maybe that could be a thing. I don't know. Just saying, maybe that's why she hasn't been cast yet.
Yeah. And the creator said he's very excited for the villains. He said, obviously, we all know Vicious and who's cast as Vicious. But he said, even outside of Vicious, he's very excited for the other villains that will show up in individual episodes and subplots. You know what made me think when he said that? Mad Pierrot.
Crazy,
I think he's
going
to fucking do it, bro. I think he's going to do it. Like, the way he kept talking about the villains, I'm like, not many of the villains are standout in Bebop. There's the guy with the red eye.
Yeah.
There's the guy who's like both male and female.
I don't remember that one.
From Jupiter Jazz? Okay, fine. Those two?
Sounds familiar.
Those two, Mad Pierrot and Vicious.
Mad Pierrot is like the one I like.
Those are the only four that I find are like important villains in Bebop. Like, otherwise, nobody else really matters. Ed's dad is pretty cool. I hope they do that one day, but I don't think that'll probably be in this first season.
No.
But yeah, dude, I'm like, I feel like he's talking about Mad Pierrot. Like, that would be fucking cool if they do that, you know? But I don't know. We don't know for sure. That wasn't even my piece of news. That was just something I remembered that I found out this week. My piece of news, Splatoon 3 has been confirmed to be coming out this year.
Do you mean 3?
Huh?
Do you mean 3?
Splatoon 3.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say 2 right now.
I said 3, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, okay. Splatoon 3 is...
oh, shit.
Ignore the name. That's not okay. Confirmed. You know what? As a matter of fact, click that one.
All right.
Just to be...
This one?
Accurate, yeah. It's not confirmed. Even this logo is not confirmed. But Nintendo said Splatoon 3 is really coming. It'll drop mid-fall 2020. So we're getting it this year.
Wow.
There is no official release date stated. There's no information about what's going to be different about the game.
Wait. Before we continue real quick, Jibby Wag says, I want a cowboy who is a real cowboy. Okay, I thought he said Cowboy Bebop who's a real cowboy for a second. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm still a little offended.
I was like, what do you mean a real cowboy? There's only one real cowboy in Cowboy Bebop. And he doesn't show up till the very end, like the last 3 or 4 episodes.
I don't know what he meant by that. Never mind.
I don't know what he means.
I was
either.
About to get offended, but I don't even know what he means now. So anyways.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't get that. But okay, whatever. He'll explain, I'm sure. Oh yeah, he's talking about that guy. Like, remember that guy who doesn't remember anyone's name? He looks just like Spike, but he's like a blonde cowboy, like all about justice and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's always whistling that song before he comes in.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be a great episode. That would be pretty.
Oh, what about
cool.
the bounty hunter, the program? What is it called? Big Shot or something like that?
Oh, I think they said. Show? I think they confirmed they're going to be doing that.
Nice.
Yeah, they confirmed Big Shot will be a thing in it.
Anyways,
that was years ago, like a little earlier on.
There's Kay.
Coming
with the emotes.
But yeah, you guys, so yeah, we don't know anything more except for that there is a new game and it will be out this year.
So what's exciting about this Splatoon 3 coming out, though, is that when Splatoon 2 came out, it came out really quick after the original Splatoon.
Yes.
But it also doesn't look too different.
No, it's very similar.
It's very similar, yeah. There's like new weapons, new upgraded stuff. It's slightly better graphics, but it doesn't seem too different at all. And I think that's because the Wii U, which is where the Splatoon first came out on, it wasn't a big system, and so a lot of people didn't get to experience Splatoon as much. So when Splatoon 2 came out, they were able to recycle a lot of it and recast it. It was like a second opening of it.
Yeah.
And so... That did pretty good. So Splatoon 3, I'm expecting it, and since it's been a while since Splatoon 2, I'm expecting this to be very different.
Yes, we're hoping so. The only thing that is confirmed is the game is going to be releasing 2 new idol groups. See, now we have the 2 idols like telling us about the games.
Yeah.
I guess there's going to be idol groups now.
Interesting.
Like, I'm assuming like Japanese or Korean idol dance groups, like all fucking
like a
brigade
boy band type.
Yeah,
of...
Yeah, boy band or girl band of stuff. And they said one group is called Tide, and the other group is called the Radio Octave.
Huh.
And so that's all we know. That's literally all we know.
So it sounds like a squid and octopuses, or octopi.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Which is cool, because octopi are new to the universe, came in during Splatoon 2, because we only had squids before.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll introduce a new species.
Someone says something about that, but that's not confirmed. Someone was saying that they're that they think a new species is going to be introduced, but it's not confirmed. Nintendo never said that.
I wonder what it would be. Yeah, squids. You got octopus. Jellyfish. There's a jellyfish dude in the who sells what does he sell? Clothing.
Yeah, squid, octopus, jellyfish, uni. You know, sea urchin. That's what the guy is who sells you the
a kraken.
Maybe there'll be a special called Kraken.
We used to have a Kraken. But remember, it turned into that huge.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's no longer a special.
But yeah, and then that one guy's a sea urchin, the guy who sells you uses the super squids and scrubs for you.
Oh, okay.
I feel like sea urchins could be a thing.
Oh, I mean, that could be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the other weird thing? Eels. I feel like eels could be cool.
Oh, that could work. I can see that working too. Yeah, we'll see what they do, but I would like a couple of different, like, you know, species out there. Yeah, as long as they don't change the core gameplay too much.
I hope they won't. Supposedly the only thing is going to be additions of things. Nothing's going to be taken away.
Like what they do with maps, right? That was pretty cool already. Like they rotate them every like couple hours. That's
I love
pretty
that,
cool.
Dude.
And then for Splatfest, they always introduce some like new mechanics once in a while too. Every Splatfest, you get something weird and different. Like remember
that level switching shit. That last like level one, switching. That was cool. Yeah. I like that.
And some of the other Splatfests, some cool things they did was like the map was like completely open, and then like at around the 2 minute mark or something, this big like glass room would fall down and would lock. Whatever ink was already in that one territory, so you couldn't get it in there anymore. So you really had to go and squirt that place out first, and then it got locked down, and then you couldn't touch it anymore.
And then you only had the outer parts to fucking recover or change.
What's going on? Oh no, I'll be there soon. They broke something. Oh, I heard police outside right now. I was like, what's happening?
I was hoping that wasn't what she was talking about. Yeah, okay. Too. I'm glad it's the TV. It could be worse things for sure. All right.
Anyways, but yeah, so hopefully they introduce like some of those mechanics into the new game that we've seen before.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, some more mechanics that we've seen, like some throwbacks and stuff like that.
Yeah, because Splatfest always introduces us to some cool mechanics, but then we don't see them ever again, only in that one Splatfest level that one weekend. And they don't always return into any levels in the future, so hopefully more of that type of things. Anyways.
All right. Other quick news. There's an anime. I'm sorry, not an anime. A comic book called Black Hammer. It's kind of like The Boys in a way, like where it's a really dark, messed up version of superheroes, like a different interpretation, kind of like more real life and shit like that. And it's made by Jeff Lemire, like the classic Marvel and DC writer. It's supposed to be really good. I have not got to read any of it. But people won't shut the fuck up about Black Hammer. I heard so much about Black Hammer, but I just didn't want to read it because like I want to read The Boys first because I watched the show. So like Black Hammer's not my priority, but you know people love it. And Legendary has greenlit both a movie for this and a show. So apparently they're going to be following different facets of this universe. I didn't even know this universe goes into a lot of different spinoffs and a lot of different things. But they're willing to give an open license to this Black Hammer thing. They're going to do a movie for sure and a show for sure, and the spinoffs from there, they're leaving it unspecified so they can see where they feel like going with each character.
You know what's like cool about, like, I don't know anything about this comic, but I trust Legendary with it because wasn't 300 Legendary?
Yes.
And 300 was based off a comic too, right?
And I love 300, man. Yeah. Love 300.
So that came out pretty cool. I feel like they've done a couple other things like that.
Yeah, they like comic movies. Yeah. I think, weren't they the ones who did the Dark Knight trilogy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right?
They also did Pokemon.
And they did Pokemon. Yeah.
Detective Pikachu, sorry.
Yeah, dude, they're smart. They're ahead of the game. And then on top of that, a UK-based filming company called Reams Borco is also involved in it. And they said, we are thrilled to be partnering with... this is what Jeff Lemire said. We're thrilled to be partnering with Reams Borco and Legendary to create a full range of products to fans to show them our love for Black Hammer in many different forms. The property is so exciting. I enjoy superhero comics and films, but as much as I like them, the audiences are ready for something a little different now. Black Hammer is the cure to superhero fatigue. Clearly, Legendary also thinks so. Reams Bokoro is open for business on this right now, so license can get their ranges in stores and advances of all the on-screen activity, both movie and TV show. So apparently we're going to have a whole bunch of media across the board for this Black Hammer shit. So keep an eye for the name Black Hammer. I'm assuming they're going to like name Black Hammer as their, you know, because they don't have a Marvel or DC. I think they're going to call it Black Hammer with apostrophe or a colon and then like whatever the show is called or whatever the movie's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see more soon. People love this one. This is very popular, very adult from what I hear. People get murdered pretty badly in this thing. So don't read it if you got a light stomach. All right, AJ.
All right. So other news, Pokemon, the main series game on the Switch right now.
Yes, sir.
Couple things going on with it. Actually, it's all branched off for this one announcement, which they showed off the new expansion coming out, and they announced a date for it, too. I forgot the exact name of the expansion. Oh, yeah, the Isle of Armor.
What?
Is the name of the expansion. So this is pretty much like, you know, side stories and all that going on, side quests after the end game and all that. It's coming out, a couple of weeks, June 17th, which is a couple days after Talon's birthday. And then, yeah, here's this trailer too that they kind of showed. I think this came out like just the other day. Oh, here's the first thing which you wanted to talk about. Slowpoke. He has a
Gandor. What is it?
Galarian.
Galarian.
Yeah. We actually did get the Galarian Slowpoke like a couple months ago. So this is his evolution now, which is, if you look at him too, which I think this is crazy. So we have Slowking, where the shell is on his head, right?
Yeah.
We have Slowbro, the original Kanto version, where the shell's on his tail. This one is on his arm.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So the shell
that
is actually eating his arm, a different part of his body, so this is going to make him into like a different form.
So it depends on where it's going as to what style he is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
So that's a pretty way to branch off.
That's a smart way to evolve Slowpoke, like change up his game.
I wonder what
they
is
could
like
do left arm and right arm now too. You know, if they wanted to,
yeah, or do like a feet or something.
Or a leg, yeah.
Oh, actually, there's the mega evolution of Slowbro, where he's practically engulfed by it, and all you see is his head sticking out the shell. There's that version too. So,
oh wow,
pretty creative with the Slowpoke or Slowbro there. But yeah, we got the date for this, which is cool. And then you guys can just watch this trailer, just showing off a bunch of things. One of the main things that came out of the trailer that I pulled out was that a lot of Pokemon are returning. I don't have an exact number, but if you go to Serebii.net, they have a whole list of returning Pokemon. One that I'm excited for is Dragalge, which is a dragon poison type, which I have this bred version from previous games and I wasn't able to transform over because he wasn't in the game, and then we just saw a shot of him right now. So that's cool that he's back. Also, the Nidoran class is back, so Nidoking, Nidoqueen, and all that's coming back. Also, legendaries are returning as well. Oh, check this out. We got a freaking...
Oh, is that Ivysaur?
Venusaur, Blastoise. Yeah, fucking their Gigantamax forms. G-Max forms.
Damn, G-Max. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, G-Max, I feel, is like replacing Mega Evolution for sure, but it's different in the way that you only get to get that big-ass form for 3 turns, as opposed to...
Was it 1 turn before?
I know. Mega Evolution lasted. Once you did it, it's just the whole match. You were Mega. So this is a way to kind of nerf it in a way, I suppose. You know what's cool, too? I didn't talk about this, but there was a gym that... The gym leader himself was kind of against the G-Max and all that, all those big ass.
Really? Forms. Like he doesn't like it?
Yeah, he didn't like it. He's like, I like the traditional ways. So when you went to his gym, there was no option to do that Dynamax form and anything.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a cool match.
That's kind of interesting.
And everyone else has like this big ass stadium. You know, when you see gym matches now, they're in this big ass stadium with a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
His gym was not like that. His gym was like in a back alley or some shit, and he was an actual gym leader.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was a pretty cool
old school style.
Yeah, in a way. So that was his. But anyways, not only did we get a new map and all that, returning Pokemon, but legendaries are returning. It looks like they're going to return in the form of Dynamax forms, power from Dynamax raids and all that. Also, these are new Regis.
Oh shit, new Regis?
Yeah, there's new Regis apparently too. And look at these legendary birds. Those like dark forms of Articuno, Moltres, and Zapdos.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I don't know what that's about. I guess we'll find out though playing through this.
Dude, I like the design of the trainers. They look pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, also we get Gigantamax forms for the current starters. can't remember their name right now. Grookey and all them. Oh, yeah, I have the names right here. Grookey, Square Bunny, and Sobble. Also, with those three starters, if you had Pokemon, Pokemon, not Bank, Pokemon Home. So if you have Pokemon Home, which is like the new Pokemon Bank, if you trade in or transfer in a Pokemon from Galar region or from Sword and Shield into Pokemon Home, then you get the starters again, but with hidden abilities.
Okay.
Which is cool, because hidden abilities on starters is hard to come by, and you really can only get that from special events. So this is a special event for that now.
Okay. Pretty cool.
But yeah, that's the new stuff going on for Pokemon Sword and Shield right now.
Are you pretty excited for the updates for it?
I kind of am. I haven't played the game in a while, and I know the expansions have been up for pre-order, so I might actually go do that this week sometime. Just go ahead and just buy it now so it's ready. I don't know. I've been playing so much Animal Crossing now. I'm mostly playing it, too, just to keep up with Carla, because she's getting ahead of me right now in a lot of
shit. Dude, she's so about it, bro. She's not playing around.
And so, like, I'm just trying to play just to keep up with her, because every day she's like, oh, did you get this in? Like, yep, I just got that right now. And she's like, oh, yeah, this thing just happened. I'm like, oh, wait, give me a second. Oh, yeah, it just happened for me right now, too. But she's always, like, just ahead of me by, like, an hour or so.
Careful, bro. She's trying to take your throne, bro. All right, other piece of news. So, everyone knows how the Dragon Ball Z shoes, or the Dragon Ball shoes, have been in the past few years. I mean, it's all opinion-based, obviously.
Yeah, the previous one we saw were not impressive.
Yeah, we were talking shit about them, to be fair. I'm not going to lie. It was last year, I think, right?
Yeah.
We didn't like them at all, bro. I was like, they're whack. But we have more from the Anta series. If anyone doesn't know Anta, they do sports footwear.
I've heard of them recently.
Yeah, I've just been hearing about them recently, too. I think they're also spiking up because of this.
Huh.
But now Dragon Ball has teamed up with Anta.
Nice.
And they've got 5 new versions of shoes to try out. And I'll tell you what, the design looks way fucking better than the previous ones.
You look dope for sure, yeah.
Yeah, we were not impressed with those, like, little spotted things they were doing.
Yeah,
there's,
like, this a splash of colors. Like, oh, yeah, it's Goku because it's orange.
Because it's orange, and we're like, okay, I guess.
And then there's this, like, little, maybe, like, a little Dragon Ball in the corner somewhere. Maybe. I don't even think that was happening.
I don't even think so. Yeah. Like, yeah, that shit was weird. But this one looks way more to form. Right now, if you're following live, I'm only showing you the Beerus ones. But they you can already tell from this, they look better. They look good. They have a color theme.
Yeah.
And they look like the character's color theme.
Yeah,
I love it.
They do.
There's also going to be a version for Goku, Goku Black, Trunks, and Piccolo. So the Trunks one looks pretty cool. It's not Purple Wag, so don't get too excited.
He's going to be upset now.
He's going to want these.
That.
Yeah, he's not going to want those.
True.
But
his favorite character is Trunks.
I know, but it's like green. It's like got a mix of colors.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah. I don't think those are the Anta ones. Oh, yeah, they are. You're right. They are. No, I don't think those are the new Anta ones.
It's Anta right here.
Is it 2020?
And it looks the same, too.
Is it 2020, though?
I mean, that is this year.
No, does it say 2020 on it?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, then yeah. Okay, yeah, there's the Trunks ones. They went out for the blue one, which is the new Trunks, so we're probably not going to like that as much. But yeah, I just thought it was pretty cool because they actually hit it out the park because their Dragon Ball shoes suck. Like, was it Nikes or Adidas that we saw last year? We were like, these are whack,
It
dude.
Was either Adidas or Puma.
Oh, it was both. They had a deal with Adidas and a deal with Puma.
Because Sonic had a deal with Puma. I know that.
But I think Dragon Ball did, too. And
I think so, too, yeah.
They also weren't impressive. Like, we were like, oh, it's whatever. Oh, shit, there's Goku Blues. Those look okay. I would wear those, you know? Well, those aren't bad. See, that's way more subtle than what we were getting
like,
before.
Like,
what were we getting before?
If these are it, these look dope.
Yeah, I think those are it. Yeah, those are the new Antas. Yeah, that's them.
That's crazy.
Those are the Gokus. Yeah, they look pretty fucking cool. They're in theme. They're not too much.
They were Adidas as diplomats.
Yeah, the Adidas were whack. We didn't like those at all.
How much?
If 70 bucks is what I was seeing.
Something here says 200. I don't know where this is coming from then.
200?
Probably some...
what the fuck?
Specialty, like, shoe shop or something, probably.
I was reading, like, 70 bucks, bro.
Hey, maybe you're right. I don't know.
There's some other Trunkses, too, because these are the Trunkses they have here on their website.
Oh, I don't know which one it is, though. Google it.
Google it.
I can't find the right pictures.
The Piccolos are straight up green and purple. Look.
Damn.
I think those are
straight
pretty cool.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, keep an eye out for them, you guys. They should be about 70 bucks. I'm going to look into it and see what's up with this high price. I don't know if someone got a jump on it.
Yeah, maybe that's an eBay price we're seeing right now. I don't know what Google's giving me right here.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, I approve. I'm not going to buy them for myself.
Nah, me either.
I'm not a Dragon Ball fan, but they look dope.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad if someone bought them for me. Let me put it that way.
I'll be down to see someone like walking down the street with them on and be like, yo, those are the new Gokus?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Those are the new Gokus, huh? Like, okay, all right, man, I feel you. That'd be so dope to do that. Like, damn, you got the Piccolos, bro. Yeah. All right, AJ?
Oh, man. Other news. I skipped this last week. I completely forgot to mention this, but there's a new Paper Mario that got announced. Did you hear about this? Paper Mario, the Origami King.
What?
Yeah, so you're getting a bunch of origami characters now in Paper Mario, which is dope. Adding some 3D-ness to it now.
You know, I'm really now that you say that, I'm really surprised that wasn't originally how they went with it.
In a way, right?
Because it's so Japanese, you know? Like, yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so this is a new game coming out July 17th, which is next month. And we got this announcement last week, so we're getting this brand new game that they just talked about. First time we've heard about it, and we're getting it like a month afterwards, which is pretty dope. And not only is this a new game coming out from Nintendo that's Mario-based, but also in the UK, if you pre-order it, they're going to hook you up with some magnets. Like a little, small little magnet set, and also origami sheets to actually fold up your own origami characters.
That shit looks really cool.
Yeah, so that's in the UK. I'm not sure if anyone else is doing anything similar anywhere else. And if you're in the UK, you want to go to GAME, or G-A-M-E, is where you want to pre-order all that. What was that?
Chocolate peanut butter pie Oreos. That sounds so good.
That sounds like a mess.
Oh my god, alright, go on.
But yeah, anyways, that's what's going on. This is a new game coming out next month. So anyone that likes, who has a Switch and likes Paper Mario, I'm pretty sure it's going to be your jam. I tried to play Paper Mario one time, I didn't get through it though.
You know, the first one's really good. I have it if you want to.
On the
like,
Wii, right?
Yeah, on the Wii, yeah. I have it.
Actually, no, it was before that. Paper Mario was way back to like 64, no?
They had one on GameCube.
Was it Cube?
Yeah, it was the Cube. They had one, but I think the one that was like popular was
Taichi Sa 64.
Really?
Yeah, like it wasn't kind of like that 1,000-year-old door or some shit like that.
Wow. Yeah, dude, you have a good memory, dude. It, yeah. You have a good memory, dude. I don't remember that.
I don't remember the Cube one, but I remember the Wii one, because I think that's the one I picked up.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I think whatever version they had before.
No, 1,000-year-old door is GameCube.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I played GameCube, it was okay, but the Wii one was really good. And I didn't even like the Wii that much, but that Wii Paper Mario was really good.
Yeah, I play a little bit of it. Oh, 64 was just called Paper Mario, obviously.
I should have expected that. Okay. All right. Last thing for me, anyway, is apparently there will be a new Studio Ghibli movie, and it will be CGI.
Ooh.
First CGI Ghibli movie. So I'm guessing that means that they have confidence in whatever CGI they have or whatever style they're going with.
Yeah, because they've all been like hand-drawn, like classic cartoon style.
As a matter of fact, they've gone out of their way
to do that too, right?
Yeah, to like tell us like it's going to be hand-drawn.
Yeah.
So it's the first time we get Studio Ghibli actually going to give us a CGI product. And it's going to be based off of an old-school classic book. Some of you might have read it as a child. It was called... let me get the name right before I don't want to fuck it up.
Something in Japanese.
No, it's an American one that we all know that they're doing a Japanese version.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, Earwig and the Witch. It's based off of a story called Earwig and the Witch. If you saw the picture of the little girl with the braids, you probably know what it is. But this will be called Aya and the Witch.
Hmm.
And it's going to be, like I said, CGI is going to be Miyazaki and his son working together for it, so that he's going to be production and his son's going to be writing the story, I believe, and they're both going to be doing the art together. They did say it will come out later this year. They were going to release it sooner, but you know, viruses and shit. But yeah, that is coming, and people are just really questionable about whether a CGI Miyazaki movie is going to work or not.
I mean, if it has a good story and it looks cool, yeah, for sure.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know what? Earwig looks like Pippi Longstockings. Have you ever seen Pippi Longstockings? Like, she looks just like that bitch. Like some old school type of shit. But yeah, it's going to be like basically a 2-hour movie. It's going to come out in theaters first. And yeah, keep an eye out for that.
All right.
We don't know when or where that's going to drop, but he says it will be this year.
That's something that they're, it's coming out this year. That's cool.
For sure this year.
So they're working on it. Oh, it's probably almost done by now.
Yeah, I think think they've been working on it. I think they wanted to like do summer, but now they have to do like fall, winter.
Now, what kind of CGI are we talking about? Are we talking about some Pixar stuff, or we're talking more like, you know, how they do animated cartoons, but like they're like CGI kind of. I don't know that's what example I can give.
That like cel shade animation stuff.
Yeah, something versus, like that.
You know, AJ, that's a really good question. I don't know. They're not very specific about it. Let me. You know what? Hold on. Just give me 1 second. Actually,
I mean, I guess we'll see a trailer eventually.
No, but you're right. It's 3D CG. So I guess it's going to look like more like the Pokemon, the Mewtwo Strikes Back, the new something Mewtwo like Strikes that. Back that came out on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna look something along those lines as far as I can imagine, because that's what 3D CG is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm guessing that, but I don't know for sure.
High Score Girl.
What about it?
That wasn't.
It's great, but what about it?
I mean, I guess that's a.
Yeah, they mix it in, but they're not like. No, that's not what we're talking about. That's not quite what we're talking about. We're talking about like Berserk and like the shit where it's CGI like completely.
Like
Ajin, AJIN, that anime.
Like I'm thinking like Slayer's Evolution Revolution.
Oh, almost. You're talking about that.
Like is it going to be like as like well there's certain parts in there where it gets like really like 3D but it's still kind of flat in a way.
Yeah. I think High Score Girls and Beastars is like what you're talking.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
That's true.
Like nah, like non-traditional hand-drawn, like that's what I was. But okay, but they're going more like almost Pixar-ish type of.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see. That sounds cool. New type of thing for them.
Yeah, very different. All right, AJ, got something else for us?
Yeah, another Japanese news. In Japan, it's currently Sega's, I think, 60th anniversary. They've been around for 60 years.
Really?
And to celebrate, they're going to throw out some of these little guys. Little handheld. These are fucking tiny, thinking about it
the
now.
What the fuck are those?
There's like Game Gears, but they like fit in the palm of your hand.
Oh, they're mini Game Gears?
Yes, and they will hold 4 games on them each. As you can see, there's 4 different colors.
Wow.
So there's black, red, blue, and yellow. And each of those colors will have a set of different 4 games. So if you can go with the black Game Gear Micro, oh, the Game Gear Micros, by the way. Oh, I wonder if they're the same size as the Game Boy Micro. And I wonder if that's why they went with that name.
I forgot about the Game Boy Micro.
Yeah, I still have my
you
Micro.
You were the one that told me. I didn't even know it existed until you told me. I remember.
I think it's dope.
I remember that.
But yeah, I still have mine, just sitting like right in my little bedside drawer. I play like Dr. Mario on it once in a while, because that's what I have. but yeah, if you get the black Micro, Game Gear Micro, I gotta say that now. It has Outrun, Puyo Puyo Tsu, Royal Stone, and Sonic the Hedgehog. And these are our Game Gear versions, I'm sure. So don't assume that it's the original Sega Genesis Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm pretty sure it's the Game Gear Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that makes sense.
And then also the blue one, if you get that blue one, is going to have Baku Baku Animal Sekai Shinga Kiri Sen Shukin.
The fuck
did I just say?
I don't know. You threw me off. I was like, damn, that's pretty good Japanese, AJ.
That's a game.
that's a game.
Gunstar Heroes, which sounds familiar. Sonic and Tails, which I know is a Sonic Game Gear game. And also Sylvan Tail. Those are all the games you'll get on the blue one. If you get the yellow one, Nazu Puyo, Arlay no Ru, which I'm not sure that's a Puyo Puyo as well, or maybe some type of one. And Shining Force 1 and 2 and Final Conflict will all be in the yellow ones. That's pretty much, the yellow one's pretty much your Shining Force 1 if you want Shining Force. And the last one, the red one, will have Columns, the GG Shinobi, Megumi Tensei Gaiden, Last Bible, or Bibble, that's Bible, and also Megumi Tensei Gaiden, Last Bible Special. So those are the games you'll get on the red one if you go that route. So those are, that's 16 games in total coming out. So if you want them all, you got to collect them all.
I like that they did that that way. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, and this is coming out. That's only announced for Japan so far. No announcements yet for America or any other regions. And this is supposed to be coming out October 6th, going for about 4,980 yen, which is what, like roughly like almost $50, somewhere around there.
Mm.
So yeah, look out for that. If you like Game Gear and like any of those games, and you want that, you can practically hang this from your keys if you wanted to.
Yeah, I like that idea. That's pretty cool. You can just bust it out whenever you want.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. You know what though? The Game Boy Micro was a lot better than this though, only because you can slide in your Game Boy Advance cartridges in there. And this one, it has set games in it.
Oh yeah, because this is data.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
Now, what I'm interested about this is when people hack them.
Yes, for sure.
That's what I'm interested
in. I wonder if there's any ports to do that with.
Do you know there's
got
to be.
Yeah, if you have a USB port on there of some type, for sure.
Dude, you could fuck shit up. Like, you probably play SNES games instead or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
like, well, you got two buttons on the Game Gear, so you're restricted to Game Boy
maybe
shit.
Maybe not
in
SNES.
Way.
You can play Paperboy, though, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. NES version, for sure. You get NES and Game Boy games.
That's pretty cool. All right. Anything else you got for us, AJ?
One last thing, just real quick. Clubhouse Games, which I'm interested in. It's coming out tomorrow. So if none of y'all like know what this is,
shit!
This is pretty much a bunch. There's 51 games on this thing, by the way.
Worldwide
classics, yeah. So you get different board games. Think of a board game; it's probably on there, like a traditional board game. Dude, Chinese checkers, chess.
Dude, the
checkers.
The fact they have Moncala on there is like, oh wow,
this is actually new to that series too. Clubhouse Games was a series that came out like on the DS, I think, a while back, and it had just a bunch of different board games like this on there, and that was even more. And some of the other things they have in here are like golf. They have like a golf game on here. I don't know what this is. Oh, backgammon's on here, though. I'm down for some backgammon.
I don't even know how to play backgammon. You should teach me one day.
I learned how to play it. I don't remember now, though.
I was like, Connect 4?
Connect 4 is on here. You know what's funny? I learned backgammon like on my own watching random videos, and I downloaded an app that played it so I could play against a computer, and I learned like that. And then I was out with some coworkers at a bar, and there are some old dudes playing backgammon in the bar there.
You fucking rocked those old dudes or what?
No, I didn't rock them, but because I wasn't sure about myself by then. You know, I had just learned it. Literally, like the week before, I had just learned it. And by I was sitting there with them, drinking some whiskey, watching them play backgammon,
dude,
just being like, damn. And they're like explaining shit to me and all that.
You're a future old man, bro. You didn't even know. You're already there.
That was like one of the best moments of my life, though. Like, best like bar that. Moment ever. Just hanging out with some old dudes fucking backgammon.
Playing backgammon.
Yeah.
So dude, I remember back in the day. Well, I'll tell you later. Remind me about chess. Later on today. Anyway.
But yeah, anyways, there's a bunch of different games. So if you like different board games, and especially right now if you're bored at home and want to play some type of different games with some friends, something simple, probably get this. This is a bunch of card games on here too. Some weird air hockey. There's bowling, and actually I think it works just like the Wii, where you can actually
I like that with the direction and shit.
Yeah, with the motion sensing and the Joy-Cons. Here's that golf I was talking about.
That's pretty cool.
These have got like race cards. Car tracks on here too that you can put together. The one thing that kind of sucks though with the race car thing though is that you're only limited to like three different tracks, and some of the like more like complicated things only
Mahjong's
on here. Yeah, Mahjong has like over 100 different ways you can play it,
dude.
But there's
really?
Some other games that only like
there's
have, like,
more than
three.
One way to play Mahjong.
Yeah, there's different ways you can build up the towers on those. I like it was showing in the trailer. I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's weird.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, this is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, wow, tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I might want to buy this, actually. It's pretty cool.
I think I might get it. I might want to pick it up. Oh, you can connect fucking multiple switches, too, to make the fucking tracks bigger, too. I forgot about that. Yeah. So, anyway, coming out tomorrow. Some people are giving it some high ratings. I saw one that was 8 out of 10. So, if you like some random little games and to kill some time once in a while, tomorrow.
All right. Unfocused Weeks. Shall I kick it off?
Go for it.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that book I told you guys about maybe 6 months ago, the one where it's about old school motherfuckers way before superheroes trying to save the world and how they created the S.H.I.E.L.D. group, you know? It's all about like people like Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, the Chinese Emperor, like how they all saved the world and shit.
Yeah.
I finally got the second part to it.
Nice.
I'm real fucking excited. Once I'm done with it, I'll give you both books because I think you'll fucking love it, dude.
And then I'll keep it in the corner for a few months before I think about going to it.
That's why I'm finishing it first. I'm not going to give it to you until I'm done with it first. But I've been really digging that shit. I got it. I've just been fucking staring at the fact that I have that book and I've been loving it. I've been catching up on Saga slowly because their comics are going to start coming out again.
Oh, okay.
So I've been catching up on that. I'll probably pass it to Carla, too. She probably wants to reread the last one again. Because their books are coming out. Otherwise, I'm going to watch Justice League Apocalypse, which I bought finally on Blu-ray. I'm probably watch that tonight. And was there other things? Yeah, my new Avengers comics I mentioned. I bought a new one. I'm going to get that. I brought some new Dawn of X comics. Going to buy those Marvel X-Men comics. They're coming out with their whole Krakoa Island they own.
Nice.
Other than that, I think that's all the main stuff I want to do that I'm going to do.
Splatoon
for sure. I think I'm going to crack into Legend of Zelda. I keep talking about it, but I think I'm really going to do it this week. I want to play this new one. It's just hard because it's so different, you know? Like, you don't keep the same item. You got to, like, switch your items out.
It's kind of like Animal Crossing. Oh, I bet you they got that from fucking Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing got it from them.
Oh, you know, maybe. Because, like, dude, that it's such a depart from, like, what you know of Zelda. Like, it's hard to wrap your brain around it, you know? Like,
same thing in Animal Crossing. Like, you used to get a net. You have a net the whole time. You get an axe. You have an axe the whole time.
That's, like, your thing. And, like, you rely on it.
Now you got to make it, and it only, like, lasts for a while, and then it breaks eventually. You got to go make another one.
It's I respect the new style of gaming Nintendo's working on. Like, it's cool because it makes you, like, work for shit and, like, makes it more interesting in another way.
Yeah.
But it still makes you kind of miss the old score. Like, damn, I like having one thing I can rely on. You know? Like, anyway.
You know what's funny, too? Like, in Animal Crossing, you can customize shit by adding color to, like, certain things you make. And you can do that with your tools, too. So just for kicks, shit. Just because I can't, like, all right, I'm going to make my net, like, this blue. I made everything blue as much as, like, whatever I could. I know it's going to break eventually. But... I mean, it's cool to
customize. It's your signature, bro. People know you, but it's your calling card.
They see that fucking blue net coming by. Oh, shit. AJ's coming through. Yeah. All right. As for me, you know what else I did? I just remember I went to Frankensons. I took the risk and I actually went to Frankensons. Yeah. But they're limiting the number of people that go into the warehouse and all that.
That's cool.
So there was a long ass line that wrapped around the building.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It actually went by pretty quick, though.
How long did it take?
We're in line for maybe 30, 40 minutes.
That's not bad.
It wasn't that bad, yeah.
I can wait 30 minutes if it's a big-ass line.
But. Yeah. But yeah, it fucking went around the building. Like, man, we're going to be here like fucking like 2 or 3 hours.
30 minutes? Like,
but it was like less than an hour, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, dude, I'll take it.
I didn't get anything too crazy, but I picked up some cool pins. I picked up some masks. That's what I did. That's the only thing I wanted to do because, you know, people make shit there. So I actually got like a Ninja Turtle face.
No!
Mask.
I mean,
and I got a Sonic one that's in my car right now.
Dude, it's got lightning bolts and pizza on it?
I guess it has a pizza on here that's wearing a turtle mask. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. Turtle power.
Yeah, so I picked that up. Like, I knew people would be making the masks. I know people get, like, fabric and make cool things. Like, there's going to be masks there, I bet. And there was. There was plenty around. That's one that I picked up. As far as my Unfocus week goes, though, it's definitely more Animal Crossing. That's just going to be an ongoing thing for a while, for sure.
I'm just going to assume every week.
Yeah, every week that's what it's going to be. Some new adventure in there. Maybe some Soul. We should definitely play some Soul again, because if you want to enter for Wednesday Night Fights next week.
And you know what? I haven't been getting good anymore like I used to be. I want to. I don't know if you're down after you're done eating, but I'd be down to play some more Soul and hook up with Wags. And
maybe. We'll see. I do have work tomorrow. I'm back at work.
Oh, yeah. You work tomorrow. Fuck. No, you don't have to. No, I feel it. No. I
don't go in. I go in around noon tomorrow, though, so it's not that bad. But
let me know.
I'll probably just chill out, though.
I'd be down.
So I'm back to work life again, which is weird.
Next week, I think I'm going to be back to work life, and I'm not excited.
Yeah, I'm not excited at all. It's cool to be out there again, but at the same time, it's fucking just weird. Anyways, more of that, and then I don't even know now, because I'm working now, so my time's limited again. Oh, I got to finish my comics. I was in the middle of Darkstalkers, and I dropped it. So I got to finish that, and I picked up, like, 3 Sonic comics, like, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't even touched them yet.
Dude, I know how you feel, dude.
Yeah,
don't worry.
So I got to catch up on that, too.
I can't wait till that Hunter x Hunter box comes out with dual language. I'm going to buy that so we can have it. I want you to see the ending of it, and I want to have the fucking series, dude. They still haven't...
The series isn't over yet, is it?
No, it is. I mean...
Hunter's done?
The 2011 Hunter is done. They will do another one.
Oh,
but
wow.
They said they won't do it until they're sure the guy's going to keep putting shit out, you know?
So they made him in, like, an arc, and it's kind of like...
Yeah, there's enough for a whole another season. From where you're at, there's, like, 2 arcs left. You have a lot left.
Okay.
But after that, there's, like, a whole arc that's in the manga only, and they said they will not animate it till the creator starts putting shit out regularly. Mm. And once he does that, then they'll make a new Hunter. But he hasn't done that yet, so no word.
Speaking of, like, arcs and manga, maybe, I'm probably not going to do it, but...
Kenshin?
Yeah, Kenshin.
Oh, shit! Dude, I was just thinking earlier this week, I was like, dude, maybe I should read that new Kenshin.
Yeah.
Because I heard it's not bad.
Because I was like, the reason I thought about it, too, is because I was talking about the Kenshin anime and just the differences between that and, like, 2 episodes ago. And when I was going through that, it was mentioning the different arcs that have come out for Kenshin. I was like, oh, shit, there's a lot going on in the new manga right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's so many chapters that are out already. So I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, dope.
So I'm not sure what I'm missing, but maybe get on that at some point.
You know what's really funny about the new Kenshin manga? You know, I only read 1 or 2 chapters or whatever. I feel like it's so reminiscent of what we got from the season that will not be spoken of.
Oh, no.
Like, no, not in a bad way. Like, yeah. I just mean the idea of, like, new Kamiya Kashin students and shit. Like, I feel like that old one kind of got the idea of what they were trying to do. They just didn't execute it right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like maybe they asked the creator.
Maybe they pulled from that, the new manga.
Well, that's so old,
though. Because the anime is really old.
You're saying maybe the new anime,
the current manga is new.
Is looking at that, and they're like, okay, we can play with some of these ideas.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right about that. Because I was just surprised. I was like, they have similar themes, but it's totally different. But, the themes are the same, and I was like, that's pretty interesting.
I don't know what you're talking about, though, so I'll just ignore it.
Just new students, new comic machine students.
Some ninjas here and there, right?
Not yet.
Some guy from Europe that uses Kenshin's same style.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's weird shit. Weird people from other places.
Is there any fencers yet?
No.
Okay.
But, Yahiko having new rivals and other people that want to learn the style and stuff like that reminds me of those fillers, Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways, that, and also, I guess I gotta look for the other Food Wars.
Can I tell you one other thing? HBO Max has the right Kenshin voices.
Oh, shit. Good job.
And they have one season of 93 episodes.
Shit.
That's it. Everything's there. English and Japanese, 93
what
episodes.
What matters is there.
Yeah, what matters.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. One season. It all counts as one thing.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think you would like it for that alone. That's the first thing that caught my eye when I looked at their anime section. I'm like, Rurouni Kenshin. I'm like, well, let me just listen to it. And I was like, oh, shit, it's the right voices. And I was like, oh, you guys have everything. Fuck yeah. Like,
literally everything.
Literally, yeah. Even things we will not name.
Oh, man. Oh, that's another thing I got to do. I got to fix my collection and my server now. Anyways, that's all I can think of.
I'm focused.
That's right. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Yeah, don't forget. We will see you next week. And it'll be Wednesday. And we're going to aim for 5:30 because we want to make Wednesday night fights.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to do it early next week. Yeah, because one of us will enter Wednesday night fights.
Yeah. I think we might even both be able to if it's PC. If it's PlayStation, one of us.
We would need two different accounts, though. That's the thing.
Oh.
Because we can be put up at the same time. We can even be put up against each other, which actually would actually work out.
Yeah, that would work. We can do that.
That would work out,
yeah. We can do that. If it's PC, we can do it. If it's PlayStation, we can't.
Yeah, they're not going to do PlayStation, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it on PC.
Maybe you'll see us both next week.
We'll see.
But right, we're going to aim for 5:30. Keep an eye out for episode 261.
And then we'll kind of link you guys over to Wednesday night fights, maybe.
Exactly. That's the plan, yes.
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Join Discord.
Now.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!